Welcome to the first episode of Bedtime Tales for Very Naughty Girls. Hi, I'm John, and tonight I'll be reading to you from Fanny Hill by John Cleland. At 5 in the evening next day, Phoebe, punctual to her promise, came to me as I sat alone in my room and beckoned me to follow her. We went down the back stairs very softly and opened the door of a dark closet where there was some old furniture kept and some cases of liquor. She drew me in after her and fastened the door upon us. We had no light but what came through a long crevice in the partition between ours and the light closet, where the scene of action lay. So that sitting on these low cases, we could, with the greatest ease, as well as clearness, see all objectives, ourselves unseen, only by applying our eyes close to the crevice, where the moulding of a panel had warped or started a little on the other side. The young gentleman was the first person I saw, with his back directly toward me, looking at a print.